Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Glitz and Glamour. It's your host, Nana Angela.
And Houston. Hey, y'all.
Hey, Houston. With your short film.
It's Houston. Hey, y'all.
And we're Sadie J.
What's up? What's up? I'm here.
Hey,
I was gonna say, everybody.
Right. Welcome to Glitz and Glamour. Hey.
I guess we can just go over what we have in store for tonight's show.
Tonight's topic is actually premarital cohabitation. Are you for it or against it? Which is, you know, are you for people living together before actually being married under one roof? Also, we might be speaking with our feature artist of the week, which is Ray Chronic. He's a reggae artist, as well as our feature model of the week, which is Celebrity Chick. And you are able to see both the bio and connect with all the music and social sites for both of those artists on our Facebook fan page. That's facebook.com. You want to search Glitz and Glamour Radio. And make sure you like that page while you're at it.
Hello, everyone.
How was y'all Valentine's Day?
Girl,
it was pretty
turnt up. It was good. Ooh, to the way I spent too much money, though. But it was good.
Well, what did you do? What was so good? I want to know.
I got some earrings. I got some earrings. I went to eat.
Two more years.
I went and got some clothes.
Yeah,
I got a couple of Valentine's.
I'm sorry, like, you know, he got a strong power. I mean, they make you look guilty.
Have fun.
What did you do? I didn't get those high fives there.
Yeah. All I really want for Valentine's Day, y'all, was a Popeye's two-piece with red beans and rice. I didn't get my Mardi Gras cheesecake. You know, they only sell that at certain Popeyes for whatever reason, but I did get my Popeyes chicken, so that was, like, the highlight of my Valentine's Day. But I also got chocolate and, unfortunately, a teddy bear.
Unfortunately?
Yeah, that's what I said.
You know you're right. Those who don't understand that females don't want no damn teddy bears for Valentine's Day. That's high school and middle school stuff.
Oh, but I did get this cheesecake. It was so good. Like, it was the best cheesecake I've had in so long. I got a cheesecake, and I got a new pair of shoes and a new bag and a getaway this weekend. So, shout out to my Valentine.
Ooh.
You know who you are. What about you,
Jay?
Did you work on
Valentine's
Day?
Oh, I turned up, man. Joe Budden was in the building. Speak up to Joe Budden. Show me love. Yep, man. He's pretty cool, man. You know how TV always make everybody a little worse than they are. And
he's
pretty
okay
cool.
On TV.
Yeah, he reminds me of a Jersey, because being from Jersey, I know a Jersey. He just seemed like a regular Jersey person. To me, he wasn't like, of course, you know, he, of course, he's going to stand out. He's Joe Budden, but he wasn't acting all extra flashy and stuff. He was just cool and laid back. And, you know, he put in a single, he put in a single for people to grind up on some people, too. So that was pretty nice. He was, he did his thing.
Yeah, I like Joe Budden.
I got to promote the magazine.
He's arrogant,
man.
But I like him. Did you go to All-Star?
Oh, no. They actually, no. Now, they got to see this year. I know you, a lot of people saw me post stuff from Deadline Film Fest. It's actually a festival. It's someone like South by Southwest. They have it in Denton. And this year, the first year they started doing music at it, too. So I got a chance in there. It was, of course, I was flying my press pass all around and got a chance to promote the magazine. Well, what I like about it is, man, it dispelled a rumor, dispelled the nonsense that, hey, people of all colors and different nationalities love the magazine. And I kid you not, there's one girl, there's one white girl, she cracked me up. She turned to the new one, the Love and Basketball one, she turned to the section with your with the fashion page. Said, oh, my God, you guys even had fashion in here? That's how she was. It's hilarious.
That's funny.
So, that's the thing, man. That's how I tell people, man. I've been telling people all along, you ain't never heard me say that it's a black magazine. It's for everybody, man. That's what, and I mean, some people get confused that just because you got black, just because you're a black owner, you can't mix it up. So, it was good, man. It just felt really good to see people all showing love to all of y'all's stuff, man, and proving that y'all, what y'all do is not just for black people. It's for everybody. So I felt really good. It wasn't just about me. It just felt good to see people showing love to everybody else stuff in there too, and just love the fact that, you know, they really like the magazine. So it just shows we going in the right direction.
Well, that's always good. Now, let me get into some celebrity gossip because I really don't know what's going on. So I really want to ask y'all more than gossip.
I think we got Desi too. Is that you, Desi? Okay, I'm gonna check who it is. Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry. I'm trying to double check who we got.
That whole Boosie out of jail and back in jail, is that true or is that like an internet rumor right now? That was a question.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right, so okay, I found out who it was. I went to the green room, check who it was. It's Carmen 45 in the building.
Oh, hey.
Hey, what's going on, man?
Oh, nothing much. You know, just chilling. What you up to?
Nothing much. Just calling in to show some love to the show.
Well, thank you so much for calling as well as being our feature artist of the week. And we're going to play some of your music here. City is in love with you, Clapper, I swear. So I take it that we're going to play your music on our music break in the next few minutes. Can you tell us a little bit about yourself for those who do not know Chronic?
Well, my name is Chronic 45. I live out here in Houston, Texas. You know, representing for that Acres Homes, AFE, Southwest Side, Nomo City. Everybody, shout out to everybody in the H-Town. Reggae dancehall artist. Also do a little R&B. Now you can check me out at Chronic 45 on YouTube. You know, Instagram at Chronic 45 if you want to check out the music.
Thank you, thank you. So, Sadie, are you still there?
Yes, I am.
We'll go ahead and take a music break, and we're going to play Chronic 45 music, please.
Yeah. You want to play songs back-to-back? Or
yes, please. Back-to-back is fine.
All right, we're going to start with I Like.
check, check.
You don't know. I say you don't know. You don't know. Are you a the kind of wine way I like? Wine for me, baby, bounce a broke wild. Anytime you see me, you can take it off. Wine and send it off, then your girl, yeah, I like. You have the kind of wine way I like. Wine for me, baby, bounce a broke wild. Anytime you see me, you can take it off. Wine and send it off, then your girl, yeah, I. Wine for me, baby, shush, 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 shake it. Go down from the ground, cock it up and vibrate it. The way how you move, every man in amazement. You're hot and you're blazing, smoking like craving. A plus number one, are you rank, are you claim? Jesus, mesmerized by your body, girl, save us. Some other girl I try, of course, but are you 45 in us? Are you a the kind of wine way I like? Wine for me, baby, bounce a broke wild. Anytime you see me, you can take it off. Wine and set it off, then your girl, yeah, I like. You have the kind of wine way I like. Wine for me, baby, bounce a broke wild. Anytime you see me, you can take it off. Wine and set it off, then your girl, yeah, I. You're cute in a fierce, your body no cranny. Me wanna deal with your kids, y'all climb up on me. Come sit down for me cheer, make me fling in the ear. You a ride all night, I had a run out of air. Y'all whine and bubble and brace the palmy. When you nibble for me ear, that make me honey. If the cocky start hurt, you fit off enough. No, but I try muscle love them, the style no mad me. Are you a the kind of wine way I like? Wine for me, baby, bounce and broke wild. Anytime you see me, you fit take it off. Wine and send it off, them young girl, yeah, I like. You have the kind of wine way I like. Wine for me, baby, bounce and broke wild. Anytime you see me, you fit take it off. Wine and send it off, them young girl, yeah, I. Wine for me, baby, shush, 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 shake it. Go down from the ground, cock it up and vibrate it. The way how you move, every man in amazement. You're hot and you're blazing, smoking like craving. A plus. When Mr. Foe, Miss Beer Gal, they have ever saw them out. Miss Beer Gal, they have ever saw them out. Don't know. Some boy have a handful of yell, but me a fully pan yell like a carnival. From Point Forces to Grandy to Maraval, me go with a winner afraid of yell. The yell them a gravitate to me, watch them waist rotate. All the yell them a fit me over yell, me no trace. And me a fully pan yell every creed and race. Me go hard, me no have time to waste. Tell them to sit down, conscience and Ario, I tell them to sit down. Yell a go on mad and a split on the ground. Vibrate a body for me and a go down. Tell them to go down, cause what? To the beat, to the drum and the snare. She a move up our day, everybody draw near. She no care a who see, she no care a who hear. So she reverse is sitting on me pop in the gear. What? Love y'all, Susanna and Karen. Love y'all, what come back again? She a tell 3, 4, 5, 6 of her friend. But me no fear none of them. The girl let me not the clue. Them want wine pon the dan. Kenisha tell me she want climb pon the jam. The girl them love me because me swagger can't done all me. She want be number one. The girl let me not the clue. Them want wine pon the dan. Kenisha tell me she want climb pon the. The girl them love me because me swagger can't done all me. She want be number one. When Mr. Miss Beer Gal, they have ever saw them out. Miss Beer Gal, they have ever saw them out. Don't know. Some boy have a handful of yell, but me a fully pan yell like a carnival. From Point Forces to Grandy to Maraval. Me go with a winner afraid of yell. The yell them a gravitate to me, watch them waist rotate. All the yell them a fit me over yell, me no trace. And me a fully pan yell every creed and race. Me go hard, me no have time to waste. Tell them to sit down, conscience and Ario, I tell them to sit down. Yell a go on mad and a split on the ground. Vibrate a body for me and a go down. Tell them to go down, cause what? To the beat, to the drum and the snare. She a move up our day, everybody draw near. She no care a who see, she no care a who hear. So she reverse is sitting on me pop in the gear. What? Love y'all, Susanna and Karen. Love y'all, what come back again? She a tell 3, 4, 5, 6 of her friend. But me no fear none of them. The girl let me not the clue. Them want wine pon the dan. Kenisha tell me she want climb pon the jam. The girl them love me because me swagger can't done all me. She want be number one. The girl let me not the clue. Them want wine pon the dan. Kenisha tell me she want climb pon the.
them love me because me swagger can turn all mate. You want me number one, so link up, girl. You are hotty, hot, hot, girl. From the coming in, I take you shopping at the mall. Link up, find some other girl, mouth a stink up. You are cruising at the Benz, I'm a chipey, keep up, yo. From the little girl, prince and look dainty. All the man, I'm in the world, just a rushy. But number one, punchy, chart, chronic man, run, she out. And the whole of them, girl, they are follow, she, yo. No boy, them a claim, see them a girl. It's when I spend only for money, from the girl, and still not get it. Them a beg and them a plea, but better them, boy, they figure this. Listen to me song and catchy message. She know why you, the girl choose me. She love off the chronic like I mean them Gucci. And a ball action like a she named Nadine. 45 certified official from the scene.
The girl let me know the clue. They want wine for the land. Kedisha tell me she want climb for the jam. The girl let me love me because me swagger can't learn all me. And you want me number one. The girl let me know the clue. They want wine for the land. Kedisha tell me she want climb for the. The girl let me love me because me swagger can't learn all me. And you want me number one, 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 one.
Good
production. Na 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 na. Say you want me inside, so baby let's meet tonight. Making love all on the beach and while you're licking your lips, you right. We can do this all night.
When me look on the girl and me see how she fat, then I instant message from my brain to make up. Say me bugs get the girl right here on this spot. Girl your body pan fire, cause you're hotter than hot. Me want to know, can I hold you closer? Private shows in the Rover. Y'all turn me on, but can I be the one? Can I be the one to love you up and down? Can I be the one to make you turn around? Can I be the one to make you sweat? Make you fuck up on left, tell your man you found the best. Or am I just being too rude? Am I being too crude? Or I put you in the mood for a little hot sex on the beach? Tell me where you wanna reach, I'ma practice what me preach.
So baby let's meet tonight. And I know that you're a freak, the way you're looking at me, your eyes. Say you want me inside, so baby let's meet tonight. Making love all on the beach, and while you're licking your lips, you
right. Lick it right, baby.
Really.
On some real shit, trill shit, I need a chick to build with. Slimmer, thicker, glove, bitches wanna keep it real with. Think I can't deal with, I'm silly the realist. And I ain't tryna turn her right now, I'm on some chill shit. Say we meet up at the mall, we could run through it. Back door, Gucci, Louis, we could run to it. How many lanes had they chance, but they done blew it. That's rhetorical, don't answer, I been knew it. I'm just throwing insinuations that you got my interest. In a single situation, I'll replace you with it. That sound pimpish, but listen, it's true statements in it. Not used to being taken, this might take a minute.
Yeah.
Love them Haitian, Trinidad, and Jamaican women. Watch them wine a long time when they play this rhythm. First we a toast with fine wine to a new beginning. Then there's a meeting in my bedroom that
so
we're
let's meet tonight. Really? And I know that you're a freak, the way you're looking at me, your eyes. Say you want me inside, so baby let's meet tonight. Making love all on the beach, and while you're licking your lips, you right. We can do this all night. Na 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 na, yeah. Na 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 na, ah. Got everybody good, 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 yeah.
And we're back.
I was like, what is that?
And that was the latest music from Chronic 45. I love his music. I'll be out.
No, the end part, I don't know. I thought that blank spot was a part of his song or something like that.
No, that was just my delayed reaction.
I'm talking about, what is the video version over here?
Okay, so we're going to go ahead and get into our topic, which is premarital cohabitation. And since Ray Chronic is our, I'm calling him by personal name. Chronic 45 is our guest here tonight. I might as well go ahead and put him on the spot. So how do you feel about premarital cohabitation?
Well, I mean, personally, I don't think anything's wrong with it. I mean, it's actually better to me if you live with somebody and know their habits and, you know, the kind of person they are away from you. Because somebody can pretend to be a certain way around you. I mean, you at least got to smell one fart. You at least got to smell one fart to know what's up. You know what I mean? So.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I mean, that does make a lot of sense.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, I don't really know, y'all. So you would rather live with somebody for a little while first, so then if you find that you don't really like them, you can be like, I don't want to be with you no more.
I don't
want to
be with you because you're nasty.
No, I mean, it's just better to do it that way. I think it'll help you work on things better as far as putting up with it. You know what I mean? You don't want to get yourself into something that you don't want to go into something that you're not sure about. After you're married, you're basically stuck with that person. You can't do nothing about it.
Yeah, no, that is the truth.
Yeah, that's the age you can. It's called a divorce.
You don't get married to divorce.
No, but nowadays, that's what it's like. People would be like, let's just get married. We can always get a divorce. If you're going to do all that, you might as well be boyfriend and girlfriend. I'm just saying, but that's a whole other topic.
Yeah, that's very true. Well, thank you so much, Chronic 45, for your input on our topic. And we will check out more of your music. Be sure to send it to me anytime you have anything new out so that we can give it to our listeners on the show, okay?
Yeah, definitely. And remember, you promised me you were going to be in my next video, so I'm going to hold you to that.
I did. You just got to let me know.
And check out my BBM video featuring Margot Angela as well.
Hey, that was my song, too. I swear. All
right, well, y'all enjoy the night. I'm about to catch some Z's.
Oh, good night. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Is Eddie on here?
Yes, I am.
I'm
on here dual task and typing and listening at the same time.
Oh, okay. Understandable. Everybody got a bunch of stuff going on.
Houston, how do you feel about premarital cohabitation?
I think, although I know it's not right, you're not supposed to, shacking up, all that good stuff, I think it's a good idea because if you with somebody 24-7, well, not necessarily 24-7, you have a job and all that, but, you know, living with somebody, you can really see after a while, are they going to stop having this little fakeness about them. They ain't going to be trying to be perfect at all times. After a while, they're going to give up and be like, look, I can't be perfect this all day. This person live with me. So you're going to start seeing them pass gas. You're going to see that they might not put the toilet seat down. You're going to see how often they clean their house. Like, you're going to see a lot. You just got to really think about, okay, don't want to get married. So I think you should, and it's a good idea.
Oh, wait, so if they don't put the toilet seat down enough, you ain't going to be with them?
No, I'm just saying it. You see all their bad habits, and you can then say, do I want to, does that just be my little boyfriend, or do I want to be married to this person, be stuck with these bad habits? Like, you get to really test out those bad habits in your patients. That's all.
Hmm.
Wait, am I wrong?
I mean, no. Not, no. No, you're not. You're really not. But it's you, you know.
Mm-hmm. Would you
say you were doing 10 things at one time?
Did you hear it?
Huh?
I said, did you hear it?
Yeah, it sounded like
a little sound effect. Yeah, from the screen, like a little sound effect.
So, Sadie, what's your take on premarital cohabitation?
Yes, I'm for it. I am for it.
Heck yes, man. You don't be knowing, man. Like you say, y'all right, man. You don't ever know, man. People might be nasty as heck. And yeah, and that's one of the main things that you're gonna be that's gonna turn. And not even just that, you realize you know like you start seeing how she wakes, you know, they start doing stuff, how they wake up in the morning and stuff. Not even just being nasty.
You don't see a darn birthday teeth in the morning.
You know, certain things they don't do, like they wake up and mad, because, you know, sometimes, you know, people you only talk to and they go home after you done, you know, you don't really get to see that, but you got to see them every morning. You got to deal with their habits of nagging about stuff that don't really mean anything every day, things like that. So you really get to find out, because, you know, like how you go spend a night with somebody else. You spend, like, when you were a little kid, you stay there for, like, the first day you were cool. But once after a couple of days, you want to start fighting. That's how I feel. That's how I feel in premarital cohabitation. It feels the same as that way. So you find out if you want to fight that person or not every freaking day.
Fight for real. I think, like, it's good because, okay, you know how when you have your own spot, and your mate have their own spot, and y'all still not into the house every now and then, you still going to be, like, extra perfect in everything you do. You're not going to leave your clothes on the floor and decide, oh, I'm going to pick it up in a little bit. You know, when you get out your clothes and you're ready to get in the club, you're not just going to throw it on the floor. You're going to politely fold your shit up and put it on the counter.
Yeah, when you set it up for me, when you ain't see my side, y'all put some real sexy on, too.
Yeah, then you had them grannies or you had them sexies. Or you might be a T-shirt, or you might, whatever you choose to do. And then with some people that don't show their way up, they don't brush their teeth. Some of them be like, I'm over.
I'm over. I thought you breakfast. Is my orange juice going to be nasty? Nasty.
Like, okay, if you spend a week at your little boo thing house, you're still going to be perfect those whole 7 days. But if you live in that 7 months, you're going to be like, fuck that, I'm sorry. She gonna have to see the real deal.
Yeah, very, very true.
Yes.
That is
yes.
Very true, because that's the only time, now that you mentioned it, like when you go to somebody's house and you spend a night, that is the only time you fold up your dirty clothes when you get in the shower.
See what I'm saying?
Ain't nobody folding them the dirty clothes.
Yeah, see what I'm
but
saying?
I will take my weeds out at your house and put it on the nightstand.
Your
weeds though,
and you
got
some of me?
Girl, I just took a whole wig off of somebody's house and just set it, hung it on the door.
Okay. Hey, if he really digging you. If he still try to give you something after you took that wig off, then then you might be good to go. I still get that'd be just pretty bad. You still get that wig off, like, yo, just give me that ass right
there.
He's
like, I'm going to get that.
Gonna
hit it in the morning.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
He might get turned on. He might feel like he had to talk to two different women at one time. Like, yeah, I'm like, I'm cheating right
but
now.
But that's crazy. Like, I seriously know some women who have been in, like, long-term relationships with men, and they have never seen their actual hair, like, their natural hair. I mean, not just saying, like, where I'm from. I'm talking about, like, their own hair. They have always had weaves. Like, you have to be ugly as shit to never, ever take your weave off in front of your man. And he got to be shallow as shit if you think he will leave you just looking at you with your natural hair and not weave. Like, really?
Yeah.
No, that's why within the first, you know, 3 months of us dating, I'm going to snatch a wig off in front of you just to get your reaction. Because if you're not that into me, I don't have more than these 3 month stories with your ass.
Yeah, I do have a tendency to, like, go watch. If I be like, okay, he can stick around, I'm going to go wash my hair and see if you stay around with that problem.
Right.
And if I see you again, we all know something.
That's crazy. But, I mean, like, some people will just date and date and date, and they'll, like, you know, spend a night with each other from time to time, and then they'll get married, and then they, like, traditionally, you're supposed to, then you get married, then you buy your home together, and, you know, like, do people still do that?
Mm-mm. I met one person that
did
that.
I mean, because now y'all move together, everybody, y'all got two toasters, You got two microwaves.
Two beds. Full TV.
But I'm like, I don't really
and
see
you
that swimming space.
And you swimming on your
furniture
bed in here?
Yeah. Like, see, I'll fight about who furniture going to go where. Like, no.
No, I got all white furniture. We using mine. I don't know to tell you. Your full time.
Right, your food
like
ain't
gonna cut it, but we grown over here. Oh shit, y'all is crazy. This is funny.
No, I like it.
Like,
no,
that's how it happens in real life, though.
Yeah, it really is. That's why it's so funny because people always got these inside thoughts about it, but when you really put it out there, it's like that's the truth, and this shit is so so funny.
Just let me know ahead. I want to see a wig snatch, so I want to know, you know, once this is off, let me know. It's a simple thing to say every day. Cause you guys
she didn't look like Steven with good hair.
Like with you, Angela. Like, how long did you stay
Angela.
With,
You see how someone, she looked like Steven with good hair.
Who looked like Steven with good hair?
You do when you take the damn wig off.
Fuck you.
So what was like for you, Riri? How long were you staying with your husband before y'all got married? Like, how long were y'all staying together?
Eight, 10 months.
Okay. Yeah, that's pretty. Yeah, I would have to rock with that. That's pretty good. Yeah, I mean, you have to get that first for a while.
It was hard. It was really hard. We had some days in that house. Right? You know, said the trash out, I get mad. I'll start washing your clothes and everything. You know, said the trash out. Living together would test your patience, so, oh, my God.
Yes, it
will. Especially
was.
If you got
yes,
a hood rat. Oh, Lord, have mercy.
I mean, it's just like certain stuff I feel should be done without having to ask, like, taking out the damn trash. You see the trash, don't you?
You see the trash on the floor? I mean, the top ain't gone no more. I got to tell you, take it out. Really?
Yeah,
oh, but Angela, guess what I discovered, though? They were telling me how to play this little PlayStation, right? Girl, do you know how damn hard it is to play video games, but they can't follow simple damn instructions?
Yeah, I can't.
It's a real science to this.
Yeah. Video games are not for me at all.
Mm-mm.
So shout out to all the men with video games. I'm not about their life at all. And can y'all explain to me this? Like, why is it that men that play video games, if your girl is on side and you sleep, why you gotta wake her up to show like this new level you got to and shit? I don't give a damn. I don't know what you're doing.
Why do you need to give her that wake up every now and then?
And
he goes
you to stay up and get mad because you fall asleep. Really?
That'll get you hit. Don't wake me up on my sleep.
Don't give a shit about how many aliens you done gobbled up, none of that.
And if you done finally beat this level, nigga, I don't care.
Better y'all than me.
Dude, can't live with him, can't live without him. Stay bad.
So watch out here. Wake up and hit you with that lumber for going to sleep.
That's a good way to get waking up now. God damn it.
Yeah, so you
I don't
think you're going to fall asleep no more.
Stop it.
Thank you.
That's the only reason why men believe in premarital cohabitation. They want a goose first thing in the morning.
Men don't appreciate anything as long as it involves having sex.
Mm-hmm. Any time is a good time for sex. It's really not. Nobody's like, no. Mm-mm. I would be like, wouldn't be like, yeah, I'm always ready. No, I'm fucking not. Sick. If we just did it at
you
two,
can be going.
And you turn around, you want to do it at three. No, I'm fucking trying to sleep.
But look, You could be doing something that ain't got shit to do with relationships, sex, sexual, anything. And the motherfuckers be ripping for.
Hey, you could be like, give me that lotion. I'm like,
nigga, I'm reading the book. You trying to fuck me really right now?
But I saw the word sex in that print.
Niggas are stupid. Oh, man.
That's funny. I can't take this. Like,
you know what? I never heard of them ladies. You know how y'all always say, I've heard them things with them. Y'all gonna give y'all man a head if he ain't paid while he watching the game. I swear I would not. You know, I can't, like, it's like, you know how comedians, I'm a comedian, let me say, if your man watching the game, he ain't paying attention, the best way to do it is go down on while he watching the game. For me personally, I ain't gonna be able to focus on the game too much if that happens to me. I'm just saying.
No.
I haven't seen that happen, but that's gonna surprise the hell out of me. That, like, you got, oh,
really?
No, but the problem is, if I gotta do all that to distract you from a video game, I don't need to be with
you.
Like
you watching the football game. Sometimes you gotta face it up and do something a little different to get our attention. You know, we be in all the world.
Me, I answer during games and stuff. Because they just give you whatever just to get you the hell out of their face. Can I get a hug? Yeah, get it. Go. All right.
She ready.
I agree to anything. I ain't lying.
Mm-hmm.
I love you, boo. Boo. With the S. I'm just kidding.
Mm-hmm, sure. And I don't know that somebody, I know she playing. At the same damn time. Now what?
Yeah, why y'all need to start doing. Why y'all watching Love and Hip Hop? Why y'all watching?
Oh,
why y'all watching Love and Hip Hop? Maybe we need to sneak up on y'all, like go down on y'all while y'all watching Love and Hip Hop.
Man, men starting to get into Love and Hip Hop because the men on Love and Hip Hop is just getting out of hand, I tell you.
What happened now? What I'm missing?
On Love and Hip Hop, Peter Gunn started crying on a reunion show.
Oh, I've never seen anything happen.
Yeah, that was pretty funny, though. Like, you only get what you deserve.
What happened?
Amina told him that she was pregnant. And that she pretty much was going to leave him, and she already feel like how his ex-girlfriend is, the other baby mama is. So, yeah.
Woo! Hope you can take it when you dish it, baby.
Now, I've seen something on the internet, like Mendeecees is supposed to be out of jail.
Oh, is that true?
That could be true
because... If you do
it's
the
like
timeline,
a post on his Instagram or something.
Cause yeah, remember I was
no,
remember
see,
the show
Instagram
the...
and that girl, and they never said anything about Mendeecees being out of jail, and the show was over, so I figured as hell he was still in there.
Well, cause yeah, I always remember this: the shows are always recorded 3 to 6 months before they air.
Yeah, but I'm saying via the Instagram, you know, cause like. We'd be like, okay, well, I wanted this person to be in a relationship, like, with Erica and Scrappy. And they didn't start showing their new boos until the show was done. And the show is done now, so why not start showing the truth of the update?
I'm not saying what they're doing, this whole Boosie thing. Like, they keep changing the goddamn date every 5 minutes.
Boosie's been supposed to be getting out for 20 years. I don't know what to tell ya.
And then, like, today they had that thing. It was like Boosie wasn't out 30 minutes and went back to jail for back pay child support or something stupid. But I think that was a lie.
Yeah, I think that's it. She would just start the stuff because he ain't got out officially. So until this man get out, it's going to be all kind of speculation.
But he done got out, like, he's supposed to be getting out, like, a million times already. I don't really think he's getting out.
Yeah, that's what I'm like. When I see him, when I know it's him, there we go. He's free. But until then, they're going to put me in jail.
It's not that I doubt he's getting out. It's that I don't believe these dates that he's been throwing around. I think he's just looking at a calendar and picking a date that sounds good to them. But, anyway, so what we're going to do, we'll go to our music break, and we'll be back
right here. Since y'all got a reggae mode today, I'm going to take it back, man.
We got what?
Since y'all got a reggae mode today, I'm going to take it back.
Oh, okay.
Baby love, explain yourself, baby girl. Lead out, lead out, lead out, lead out, lead out.
My head is ticking on the wall. 7 days will be convenient by the next of mine. Can't ignore me. Like a bug to a school, what do you so need? Spread your feet.
Lord. You make a little girl, girl please. Time to have sex. Long time you have the road, boy, you have sweet girl flex. Time to have sex. Look how long you have the road, boy, you have sweet her other way. Out of patience, love it she get, that will be sufficient. Her other way, till I can't wait no more. X amount of loving heart for me, a little. Just to you, she knock on the door. Only to touch her, me no one up no more, girl, flicks. Time to have sex. Look how long you have the road, why you sweat, girl, flicks. Time to have sex. Look how long you have the road, why you before she reach. I could smell her perfume. I could no wait to get her in the room before she reach. I could smell her perfume. I could no wait to get her in her. Feel like a surgeon. Fear the surgery, but I hope the little girl not charge me to perjury. Action with the injection, worky worky, girl according to plan, girl flex. Time to have sex. Look how long you have the road, boy, you sweat, girl flex. Time to have sex. Look how long you have the road, boy, you know me ready. Can tickle up me fancy, skin to skin, brush from the surgery. Your climax, girl, anytime. No, me ready. Receive what me have a gave. Good loving every day that you live. Ready, girl, let's go for it. Tag a nigga from start to finish. Girl, flex. Time to have sex. Look how long you have the road wire sweet. Girl, flex. Time to have sex. Look how long she have the road wire. Bet me life she not go late again. She remember what we are and when make me life. She'll be always early for me to perform a longer surgery. Make me life. I can't count on that. Surgeon, I pass life. It like a flesh shot, girl, flick. Time to have sex. Look how long you have the road, boy, you sweet, girl, flick. Time to have sex. Look how long you have the road, boy, you get, that will be sufficient. I'd rather wait. Till I can wait no more. X amount of loving heart for me a little. Just to hear she knock on the door. Just to touch her, me no want not no more. Girl, please. Time to have sex. Look how long you have the road, boy, you sweet. Girl,
against each other, more than all we help each other. Racism and hate crime in the barrel. All of the crime in the barrel. Being black or white is not a crime. The problem is the thought of your mind. So clean up your mind and live right. Grabbing a barrel, so bad man.
You take another human life just to eat your meal. How do you feel when you eat your meal from the blood of destruction? How do you sleep? Drink from the blood of corruption. Scrubbing a barrel, so bad man.
That second song, I zoned completely out. Like, I forgot what I was doing.
The second song is pretty cool. I always liked it. It's a little slower, but I like it because the concept about crabs in a barrel, it's a lot of people like that out here. And
hey, he hit.
That's
I missed
the
whole
the
song.
Industry,
that's the bad part.
That's
one of them slow Jamaican songs, get high and shit too.
That's probably what it was, probably because it's more so that one wasn't necessarily one to dance to, more so that was more one where it was more so than it was like one like dance to or something.
Yeah, buddy.
But that's what we got. Carl, let me check and see who we got, too. We got something from the 832. Who we got? Okay. Let me put you back on mute. They probably just listening.
I don't know, but they turned up.
No, they turned all the way up.
All the way turned up. Who called from the 832? I had to cut y'all music off. Rudeness.
I guess they just listen because they didn't get their hand up, but some people are doing, but some people be putting their hand up and they be getting mad because they don't answer their lines. That's why I answer them. Because I answer them anyway. Like, why y'all ain't answer my phone? Because y'all ain't press one. Press one so we know you on top. Press nothing if y'all want to, if y'all want to up your line. So they just listen to them. They didn't press anything and they got their stuff blasted.
I just want to call out the person who that is. That would be Celebrity Chick.
That was Celebrity Chick?
Yeah. when I said it, she just text me. She was like,
give it to him. We got to give it to him.
Oh, my God. That was hilarious.
All right, you want to talk to celebrity present one, so we do. Because you know that, turn it up.
Yeah,
right, we got
something
for 252 though.
Save yourself.
I know that is. I memorize my numbers now. I know when I see people calling record, I know who it is. What's up, Ronaldo?
What's up?
Hey,
yeah,
Ronaldo.
You ain't 25, right?
How are you doing? Yes.
Doing good. Just wanted to shout you out for playing the Roots Rock Reggae. Don't, you know, hear that much.
Yeah, buddy.
So shout out to the Roots Rock Reggae. All right,
you said what now?
I'm shouting you out for playing the Roots Rock Reggae.
Okay. Yep.
Yeah, I like the culture music, you know.
Yeah.
You'll never know what they're gonna play on Instagram. They got artists from all walks of life. You'll never know what they're gonna do.
Yeah, you might need to let me do a reggae mix show for you.
Okay. Well, as far as our topic this week, man, we got actually since you called in, and that's how we do. We put you on the spot. Premarital cohabitation, are you for it or against it?
I mean, if you want to do that, I mean, that's you. I mean, I'm not going to judge you. So if you want to do it, I say go for it. But, you know, I don't really have too much to say about it. You know, I don't have nothing against it, though.
So do you prefer to live with someone before marrying them?
I'm guessing that by living with them, you'll know their ways a little bit better than if you don't live with them. But I'd rather basically to get married to someone before I live with them.
Before you live with them or slept with them?
Before I live with them, I would rather have my own stuff before I, you know what I'm saying? I'd rather have my own stuff than to be with them.
Did that answer?
Can you say that again?
I said good answer.
Yeah. Because you don't know if you're going to be with that person, so it's kind of good to have your own stuff still.
Yeah, because some people, yeah, they live together forever. They don't never know. Like, don't be all in. Have your own spot still, but stay there a longer period of time so that you can get. I think I get used to it. Yeah, like first stay a couple of days, then stay there for like a week, and then you know, you should mean you pay a rent somewhere. Of course, you're gonna be at your own spot time too, but stay there for a longer period of time so that you get used to. Being that person, being around that person for a long period of time.
Yeah.
So yes. All right. So we appreciate your feedback, man.
No problem.
All right, then.
Thank you so much for calling. You have a great night.
All right. Thank you.
Hey man, when we do these hours, I always go by so quick. It's 5 minutes left.
Yeah, the hours go back to 2 hours. 2 hours be feeling like a lifetime.
4 hours.
Yeah.
If you got a lot of stuff planned ahead of time, it makes it seem the 2 hours go by so quick too. Like if it's like I've always throughout the time I thought so. Like 30 minutes. I used to do 30 minute shows. I used to learn. That's how I learned how to pack a lot of stuff in the bigger hours. I know how to do it in 30 minutes. Like if I could do all that in 30 minutes, I could do a whole lot in an hour, and a whole lot to 2 hours. Because some people do this. I don't understand. Some people waste 2 hours. Let me talk about nothing.
Hmm.
Yeah, it happens. So, in other news, what do you guys have planned for the upcoming week before we get out of here tonight?
Yeah, no, I ain't never got nothing planned. Just working.
Of course not. What about you, Steady?
My freaking coworkers when we they try to get everybody drunk. Talking about this is all good. Let's hang out this Friday and go up to see drinks. So yeah, that's the type of swag they are.
So you wanna go get wasted. Oh, okay.
Yeah. Last weekend was crazy. I feel like another crazy. Hey, man, I'm losing weight, man. Shout out to that. Like, getting summertime time.
Oh, Lord.
So, yeah. I've been getting on my healthy eating habit. So, last week, starting on an extra hard. I usually eat healthy, but now I'm, like, really on it. So, yeah, trying to get... You know, back to right.
Did you just slap your stomach, though?
Yes, I did.
Oh, look at that. She put it. Really? Did y'all hear that?
I did.
Oh,
I had to. I had to illustrate the point a little more for the
people that listening. Oh, my God.
Y'all play way too much. Okay. Anyway, myself for the upcoming week. I'm really still just working. That's about it. I got some new stuff coming up. You'll see it sooner or later. I haven't decided on an official release date as far as like new images and videos, but they are coming really, really soon. I just want to make sure it's at the right time. Also, this weekend I'm pretty much just getting away because I need a break. I have too much going on and I just need a break. So with that being said, don't contact me this weekend. And make sure you guys follow me on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook, and that is at I Am Model Angela, just like it sounds, I Am Model Angela, and also my website at IamModelAngela.com. If you haven't already, be sure to like our Facebook fan page, and you just search Glitz and Glamour Radio and like our Facebook fan page, and you can also listen to this episode as well as past episodes on that site as well. Anything else, City?
Guys, follow me on Twitter. It's @Houston_Riri. And I'm in the process of switching my name to one thing, so it might be R-E-R-E or R-I-R-I. And then follow me on Instagram at Gangster Wife, GANGSTR Wife. Friend me on Facebook, and my name is Houston. I Am is the last name. And thank you guys for listening.
Well,
oh, I want to tell you that I hate your Instagram name.
My Instagram name? Because
yeah,
I'm a gangster wife. I'm a gangster wife. Why?
Because it's boo boo.
We childish.
On the way out, I'm going to see y'all.
Breaking
news story. Shout out to Soulja Boy getting ready to go to prison.
Goodbye. Everybody got time for that.
Well, that's the end of the show.
He is. For getting pulled over by police and run the red light in L.A.
He going to prison?
He going to jail for that? That nigga ain't going to jail for nothing serious. That was a traffic violation. Who cares?
And, hold on, I'm sorry. And getting arrested for having a loaded gun in his car.
So he's just a dumb man.
Just a
dumb
man. Matter of fact, on his Twitter, he posted 5 more days. On the 15th, he posted 5 more days until I go to jail. Appreciate everyone who's there for me while I need a job.
He is not about to be tweeting Free Soulja Boy. Ain't nobody tweeting that.
Okay.
Tell your mama.
Okay. You're so damn right.
I feel like I'll give y'all some last minute fuckery before we leave.
It really
is. Capital
real fuckery.
Free Soulja Boy. Shit.
Fuck
Bye,
Soulja
y'all.
Boy. Bye.
Bye, y'all.